Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts could soon join the list of states banning discrimination based on natural hairstyles. The state Senate approved the legislation yesterday. A slightly different version passed the House last week. The proposal would make it illegal to discriminate based on a person's natural hair texture and type. Those rules typically target people of color. Nirvani Williams spoke with black residents in Springfield about what this means for the community.
Clarence Smith has been cutting hair for 19 years at the Final Touch Barber Shop in Springfield's Mason Square. He says he cuts all types of hair and is especially proud to style curly and kinky hair. Black culture, Smith says, has progressed in a way where black people are feeling more comfortable to wear their hair naturally.
A lot more of my customers are doing the natural look, and they're getting the locks, and they're getting the extensions, and they're going back to our roots. It's a beautiful thing.
But Smith says black hairstyles haven't always been accepted by white employers and colleagues. Agilon Williams, another barber in the shop, says people with coarse hair often don't have the option to wear it naturally, because that's not the professionally accepted style.
You know, everybody, you see people getting relaxers and texturizers and all this stuff to make our hair more like the white man, you know? And it sucks.
Williams has been working in the business for 6 years and has heard a lot of stories. Her black clients, she says, have been mistreated at work for how they style their hair.
It's mind-blowing to me that this is even something that's being passed or something that has to be a conversation, because it shouldn't be. It should be, oh, you know, you should hire this person whether they have wigs or not.
The Crown Act, which stands for Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair Act, is a bill in Congress seeking to ban discrimination based on a person's hair texture or style. It's passed the U.S. House, but not yet the Senate. Several states, including New York, have already implemented their own versions of the Crown Act. The version Massachusetts is considering prohibits hair discrimination in the workplace and in schools. Latonia Naylor is a member of the Springfield School Committee. She says the majority of students in the district are Latinx and black, so they're used to seeing and wearing natural styles and not being judged for it.
I see kids walking in with their natural hair all the time. I didn't see that so much 3, 4, 5 years ago, and definitely not 10 years ago. I think in a lot of ways here in Springfield, we have definitely allowed our kids to realize like your uniqueness and your natural state is beautiful, and they are embracing that.
Naylor is also on the statewide Association of School Committees and says there are hair discriminatory situations she's heard about through her role.
The females have been not allowed to participate in certain sports or have not been allowed to go to school because it was considered not to be part of the dress code because they had their hair in dreads or they had their hair natural and they wanted their hair to look a certain way to be able to come into the school.
This legislation stems from a Malden charter school that banned hair braid extensions in 2017. Two girls, Deanna and Maya Cook, were given multiple hours of detention, and the school even threatened to suspend them just because of their hair. Attorney General Maura Healey stepped in and told the school to stop punishing the girls and remove the policy, which it did. Agilon Williams at the barbershop explains that the process of maintaining coarse hair takes a lot of time and effort. She says it's stressful when people who aren't in the community don't understand this process and then expect people with coarse hair to change themselves.
The coarse community here, black, Hispanic, you know, just anybody with coarse hair, they always have to switch it up. You always have to change it. I always have to have my wig and my lace front laid so that when I go to work, it's not peeling up, or, you know, I have glue in my bag so I can make sure it's down and stuff like that.
Latonia Naylor says she wants to raise her daughters in a world where they can feel comfortable choosing how they want to wear their hair, be it naturally or straightened.
They love the beauty of their hair, but I taught them what I wasn't taught, that you're beautiful the way you are. You're beautiful with your lovely hair. You figure it out. You embrace it. You be unique with your hair, because I learned that along the way, and it's empowering.
Versions of the bill banning hair discrimination passed the House and now the Senate, and the legislation could soon be headed to Governor Charlie Baker, who's indicated he supports the proposal. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nirvani Williams.